just like a circus. Let's go.
Experience a hot mess.
Hello.
Booyaka.
Boo-rock-a-sha?
Boo-lock and Papa-sha.
Boo, what does that even mean?
That's a new thing that I just came up with.
Uh-huh.
It's like if a ghost came at you on the dance floor while you were popping and locking and said boo, it would be like a boo pop and lock-a-sha.
Boo-pop-a-lock-a-sha.
Kind of like it.
I like it too.
It's fresh. It's
I'm
new.
Gonna say. I mean, I know this is radio and all, but the freshest person in this room right now is Jason Awesome. Because
hey, I'm relatively fresh.
Okay, you're number two, but like you have to admit, Samantha. That
yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't wear my pinstripe tie and my little roll up.
He's looking
sleeves.
Mighty fine.
Yes.
You sound a little bitter about that.
No, you look amazing.
Do you wish you were a 6 foot tall man?
I do wish I was. I wish I was in the Tall and Handsome Club.
Well, listen. Apparently. I'm supporting a tie. I look fresh and clean.
Yeah.
Which is good.
You know what I mean?
We don't like dirty.
Apparently
is bad.
It's, but like, you know, apparently it's not something that the Birkenstock short wearing ilk are fans of.
Hey, I'm wearing shorts and I support your fresh look.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Don't act like you don't wear shorts.
No, I wear shorts from time to time, just not in the workplace.
That's it. Good
all call. I'm telling you people right now is that I'm trying to take it up a notch and be like a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I also find that what I've been doing lately is I've been crossing my legs a lot while sitting on a leather chair drinking a glass of port.
That oh, yeah, you can't do that in shorts because nobody likes shorts and leather.
No, and no one likes to see you uncross your legs while wearing the shorts after you've been sitting on the
leather. What about drinking brandy with pear in the bottle?
That sounds good.
Yeah, but are you wearing shorts on it? Listen, we've all seen that movie with Sharon Stone when she crosses her and then she uncrosses her legs.
Yes.
I don't know if she was wearing shorts or not, but something happened there and it was a little bit
too much
to handle.
You know what the worst is, though? When you go to these patios, everybody's going to be having beers. I'm wearing shorts. And all the chairs, they leave patterns on your legs. And then you get like the seated rash looking things on
the
back.
Like the crisscross
crisscross the hashed chair butt.
Yeah, that won't do.
And then it takes like an hour to go away.
That's not prudent.
It isn't.
They need cushions for that stuff.
It's true, they do. But guess what, guys?
What?
I kind of almost want to pee my pants because I'm so excited about this show.
How comes?
I don't know. I'm gonna play a track just to give a little hint and I'll let you guys fill in the rest.
Hummus!
Toes and ting while you were bogeying. You never could be crumpling. on the stage with music pumping, thumping, jump into the ring and do your thing while ladies summering, bring a tingling, 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 tingling. Do you wanna move, yeah? I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. You wanna drink, yeah? I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. You wanna drink, yeah? Just get me two. Yeah, get me two.
I want you to
get me two.
She got us doing it.
It sounds like whoever that is, it's a secret, by the way.
Yeah,
it
super sounds big like, secret.
It sounds like whatever she sounds like she's saying, I bought you an ox-sized butt.
When does it sound like she's saying
she's
that?
She's doing it. She's doing it. That's what I hear.
I Who's bought doing you an ox-sized butt? Butt.
I bought you.
I bought an ox-sized butt. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I think we have a Brit on the line. Hello? Can you decipher? Is it ox-sized butt or is it I got you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Were you listening to the song right now?
Yeah, I heard a bit at the end there.
All right, do you know who that is?
No idea.
Well, who she is possibly going to be a very special guest on our show on Hot Mess today, so keep listening to find out who exactly that is. Who are you, a gentlemanly-sounding caller on the air right now?
My name's John.
John, and what?
Yeah, I was calling because I...
First time caller, long time listener?
I always think you guys are talking about how handsome and lovely you are, and I think I looked at some pictures of you guys online, and I think that DJ Blondtron's pretty hot, and I was calling to see if she had a boyfriend.
You actually sound like you have some really tall hair. Do you have tall... Is there some tall hair in England?
Yeah.
How
me teeth. So hold on. I don't know what kind of guys you like, but...
I like guys with really tall hair.
Well, John,
Matt, you actually had me, you asshole. I was like, oh my god, boys like me. I'm pretty.
You said you had a boyfriend.
Is this what you've been doing down in LA? You've just been working on your Cockney accent.
Amazing. That was really good.
My buddy Carlo's number.
You did because you were like, can I speak to Blondtron, DJ Blondtron right away? I was like, okay, I don't know who this is.
Wow, when did you figure it out?
I don't know. Did you guys bust me when I didn't know who Lady Smoke?
Oh. You ruined it.
You're going to blow the
sweat. I didn't ruin it. I didn't say it.
Well, if anybody was listening, that track was from Lady S, Lady Sovereign, and she may be calling into the show. Yeah, she may be talking to her.
She's got a show in Vancouver.
That she hasn't shown up for yet.
Yes, that is the truth.
So we'll see.
And she is like the opposite of us. She's like short and awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, we're the opposite of awesome?
Well,
she's short.
He's talking tall and handsome, and she's short and cute.
Because I was like, oh, what's the opposite of handsome? That's a bad thing. So I just said short and awesome.
How's LA today, buddy?
Hey, Matt.
How you guys doing? I just wanted to call. I don't really have much to say, but I just wanted
to
call.
Well, no. You have a lot to say,
Mike. You guys have an awesome show coming up, so I just wanted to throw in some props.
Maddie.
Head off to a local wine bar.
Hold on. Oh, now I'm jealous. But hold on. You do have a lot to say because is it or is it not true that you just frequented Disneyland the other day?
Yeah, Disneyland was pretty awesome.
It's a small world.
Hold on, dude.
Explain because I know for a fact Matt went on the It's a Small World ride.
Oh, it's going to be stuck in my head forever.
with people who were under the influence of fun?
What I didn't remember from a child was the smell of egg salad and old deli meats that sort of permeates through the air throughout Disneyland.
Egg salad?
There was a lot of people sweating there.
Yeah. You forgot about those sweaty crotches that get all sweaty on the rides and then you sit on them.
I don't know, man. I'm getting old and I'm becoming a bit of a hypochondriac.
Crotchety and germaphobe?
So like, hold on.
Everything I was touching, I was like, oh my God. And
that's a really good point because that seems like it just might be a breeding ground for swine flu.
Yeah. Petri dish.
Yeah. like you know the Disney Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf?
Yeah.
Like those pigs.
Well, all of them. They live next door.
Did you see them down there at Disneyland?
Yeah, they were all there.
Were they under the weather?
Frolicking around, trying to ignore the fact that it smelled like old deli meat.
Yeah, but were the three little pigs under the weather? You're not following me with my swine flu joke.
No, it's
Oh, yeah, swine flu. Sorry, buddy. I didn't pick up on that one.
If you've got a germaphobe kind of thing going on and you're in Disneyland, do you just want to wear, like,
gloves?
Gloves?
Do they have, like, those Mickey brand face masks there?
Hazmat suit. Yeah, it was, what? Mickey what?
You know how, like, they started
mask,
when
like
SARS...
mask with Mickey Mouse ears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have those.
I remember when there was like the big SARS scare, people were wearing like Louis Vuitton face masks. Like,
that's
shit,
awesome.
Man.
They should totally have those.
Protect yourself in style, son. It's craziness.
It was great. Went on all the rides, you know.
Splash Mountain.
And I was like, where are all these kids coming from? Because it's a Thursday and they should be in school.
Yeah.
You are decadent.
Anyways, listen. Well,
Matt,
you guys have a huge show. You have a huge show. Sam, who do you have on the show? It's crazy.
I have the mastermind behind Waffles and Falafels. Waffles himself is coming into the studio. He's started an army of girls and of young girls online. Basically, like...
Wow. That sounds really...
It sounds crazy, but it's like if you imagine like Charlie and Charlie's Angels, except all of Charlie's Angels were actually like 50 million very smart young 15-year-old girls from all over the world. And he has a clothing brand, just a lifestyle whole thing he's created with Waffles and Falafels. There's a Waffles and Falafels Australia now. He's just sort of like created something that's really cool.
Is he gonna bring us some free t-shirts?
I hope so. He's basically started something really cool where chicks are just like awesome online and just empowering young girls to be rad.
I thought you were going to say empowering young girls to throw Eggos in my toaster.
That might also happen as well.
Because it's blatant false advertising. Like, I want maple syrup on my thing right now, on my Eggo waffle, but I know it's not going to happen. All they're going to give me is an awesome t-shirt.
Well,
isn't there a store where I can get both?
You know what? I bet you could.
If not, we should start it.
Well, I'm waiting for that.
And his brother, actually, Talent, is, I don't know what his mom was putting in their Cheerios, but his brother's actually in a really awesome band.
Vitamin D.
Yeah, vitamin D and something else. His brother's actually in a wicked band called Stop Die Resuscitate from out east, and he's in town visiting, and I asked them to be on the show, and they said yes. I was pretty stoked. So they're on their way here now, just stuck in Broadway traffic, and we're going to listen to some tunes to pass the time.
How awesome is Hot Mess beginning? We're growing. We're becoming huge. We have Lady Sovereign on the show. Like, what happened?
Well, not yet. We don't have her yet.
Drunks in a dirty box.
It's true. A dirty box full of drunks. And look at us now.
We're fresh. We're clean. Especially certain individuals look very fantastic.
You may be prematurely blowing your load because she hasn't called in yet.
But she will be.
I was talking about you looking fantastic, but okay.
Anyways, let's listen to a track.
We have Jay Brown Hart on right now.
Whoa.
Wow.
On that note, I'm out. Have a great show.
Bye.
See you later, Maddie.
All right, this is...
I am blushing.
You should be. You guys, I don't know what's going on. I can't see your hands underneath the desk right now, Ed. I'm a little concerned.
You can see one, not two. I guess you can do a lot with one hand.
Yes, you can. Anyways, this is a...
I'm making my own waffles and falafels batter.
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
Hot mess.
On that note, Bitches Zombie Disco remix coming up right now.
Tell them I'm back. move your ass. I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell at every chain see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Spit one, let me hit that blunt. Pimp C, 8 ball, and MJG. Keep spitting that P to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got to fuck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Spit game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP, they came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
You know what?
What?
Not only are we about awesome music here at Hot Mess, but we're also about the fashion.
The fashion.
Things that you can wear as you're strutting down the street, living your life to the fullest. In the sunshine, on the sidewalk, looking A-OK to everyone that comes across your path.
What?
Why would you want to look anything less than A-OK?
I don't know.
110% awesome.
Yeah.
And guess what?
We are always surrounded by people that look awesome.
And we have a guest in the studio right now who makes people look awesome for a living.
Yeah. It's kind of a great job. What's up? Waffles. We've got Waffles here. The Waffles.
Yo, I got to figure out this mic.
All right. Just.
Am I good?
Yeah,
am
you're good. You sound great.
Hi, how are you?
Look good. Sound good.
Thank you. It's thank you for good. Having me.
What? Waffles, you are from Waffles and Flaffles.
That's right. That's me.
You outfit the ladies.
I do, man. We make clothes for girls. We're kind of a girls' lifestyle brand.
Yes.
How did you get started in this?
Well, it's kind of a long story. Do you want to hear the whole thing?
Sure.
You have time for the whole thing?
Cliff's Notes?
Wait, yeah, yeah.
All right, Cliff's Notes. All right, so I'll go all the way back. So back in the day, I used to hang out with this dude, Michael. And Michael used to be friends with Jessica. Actually, he used to be in Dark Angel with Jessica Alba.
Oh, crazy.
Okay, so I used to hang out at his place, and we used to play, like, PlayStation and stuff like that, Crash Bandicoot all the time.
Good game.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot was the best. And Jessica Alba hated me, because I would come over all the time and just, like, chill out, eat all their food, and play video games, right? So, anyways, she couldn't stand me. Years later, I started making clothes. It just so happened, as I was coming back from the printers, I ran into her at, like, the comic book store on Granville.
What?
And she was, like, researching Fantastic Four. Anyways, so, like, I said hi to her, and she, you know, you can kind of tell that she couldn't remember if she liked me or hated me, so she kind of played it safe and, like, said, yo, what's up? And I hooked her up with some shirts and gave her my card, and she ended up liking the stuff, and she just, like, hooked me up with some other people, and I moved to California for a little while, and it happened at the same time as the start of MySpace, and it just kind of, like, grew at the same time as MySpace, and we've been riding that wave ever since.
That's Holy awesome. Smokes. So, really, like, Jessica Alba's memory loss brought waffles and falafels
to
the top.
Well, I like to think Crash Bandicoot played, like, 50
That's a small part. I like that.
Yeah, so, waffles and falafels equals Jessica Alba's memory loss plus Crash Bandicoot plus MySpace equals awesome.
If you prefer, go over to Jessica Alba's house, eat all her food, and you can be a fashion mogul.
Well, yes.
Yeah, whatever food she has there. It's not much.
That's amazing.
Was that a zing or what?
Oh, that was a zing. That was good. Oh,
booyah.
Oh, good stuff.
All right, so if you had to describe for the listeners, right, what your stuff looks like, because, you know, they can't see it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll direct them to the website, but, like, hit us up. What are you trying to do here?
Okay, so basically the idea behind Waffles and Falafels is to have a line for girls that is actually really for girls. A lot of times you see brands that have, you know, they start off targeted towards girls, and then they move off into this, like, kind of like semi-porn type stuff. I'm not going to name any names. I think all of us know this store. So really it is for girls, by girls. Our company motto is real girls do real things.
Yeah.
And everybody that you see in our photos is a little bit involved in the business as well. We don't book models for photo shoots. We book real girls, and all the business is done by real girls. So we like to keep it focused. We like to keep it tight, legit, and just make it all for girls.
That's really awesome. Part of, like, I think what's so genius about it, like, with MySpace, is that I'll have a friend and they'll be like, did you guys see this funny comment that Waffles and Falafels left on my page? And it's always personal. It's always, like, a personal,
funny thing. Oh, yeah. Give us an example of some of the comments that you've left on people's MySpace pages.
Wait, I've got one. Blondron's so cool, she has a summer home in Compton.
I thought that was true.
It is true. I actually do.
We actually started off with
but that's a very nice sort of grassroots kind of marketing thing that you've got going on. By throwing those kind of compliments out to people, you're kind of hitting them at a grassroots level.
Yeah, for sure. That's, like, we like to have that kind of personal touch. It gets kind of busy. I mean, we're on MySpace, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter now. We try to make sure that we touch everybody, that we talk to everybody that sends an email in. It's hard sometimes, but we do our best. It's like a full-time job.
I actually, when I first started MySpace, I was in college, I tried out to be a Waffles girl and was not accepted. But then Diplo's mom, actually, God bless you, Barbara Pence.
Barbara Pence.
She added me on MySpace, and she was all like, I think you're neat and you should meet my friend Waffles. And then that's how we started talking. I was like, Diplo's mom, bringing people together.
Yeah, man. She's amazing. She needs is her own record deal.
Oh, yeah. She is my online mother. Like, she'll be like, how are things? And I'll be like, oh, I love her. Love her to bits and pieces.
Oh, the computer age. Okay, so where can everybody find out more information about you and your clothing line and all good things?
Well, we got plenty of spots on the internet. First things first, you can grab the shirts. You can link to everywhere we're at on www.wafflesandfalafels.com. We're also on Twitter. We're also on MySpace, Facebook. You could find it under Waffles Girls. We're everywhere.
What? I think it would be awesome, too, if you guys got sponsorship from, like, IHOP or some maple syrup manufacturer.
I would love that, you know?
I think that would be awesome.
I would love Aunt Jemima because she's a little more legit than IHOP, you know?
And yeah. And
she keeps it... She doesn't change, man, with time.
She doesn't change.
She's a real woman.
She hasn't lost her figure. I'd buy that bottle because she's got the curves.
That's
all right.
Right, man.
Well, you guys have some wicked friends. Sky Ferreira, she does, like, she's one of your Waffles girls. And
that's
she's
right.
done a really, really banging track that I'm super feeling right now. So I'm going to play that. And then, we'll just bang out some tunes. We have your brother in the studio, too. You, I guess, like, your mom put something crazy in your Cheerios and you both
right.
just became ridiculously
Lucas
talented.
From Stop Die, Resuscitate from Toronto.
Wicked.
He's hanging out.
So, yeah, we're going to be hearing some tunes from Lucas. And, this is from Sky Ferreira, the real Waffle girl. What's this track called again?
Play that track.
This is Teen Lovers by The Virgins.
Here it is.
Featuring Sky Ferreira.
Teen Lovers.
Two, three, four.
DJ Barletta remix, but it was Arnold Sane re-edit. Our buddy Arnold Sane.
He's a genius.
He is.
I just like to throw that out there to anyone who's never heard of Arnold Sane to go and find him and listen to him because the guy is, and he's as handsome as he is talented.
He's a handsome devil,
which is rare in the 21st century.
No, it's actually like if him and his unbelievably hot wife don't procreate.
It's a shame.
The world is an uglier place for it, and less talented.
Not two people that are that good looking can't meet and get married and get along as well as they do and not have at least 50 children for my children to date.
50?
You have children?
No, but like I'm saying in the future.
I say two, because if she has 50, she'll be.
You just implied that you have kids.
I don't have kids.
Well, you look. Have if you,
seen,
did, if you
have
do,
you seen this
if
body?
You did have kids, you
this
do.
This body
have
has
kids.
Not had any children. Anyways.
Speaking of talented musicians.
Yeah.
And such.
And such. We've got Cool Hand Luke in the studio.
Hello.
Hello.
That was loud.
Right off the bat, I want to know how many eggs you can eat, Cool Hand Luke.
A dozen at least.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not rapping anymore, so I just go by Lucas now.
Lucas?
Yeah.
Lucas, I like that.
Yeah, it's me. Or Luke, whatever.
So you were.
Either or Lucas Costello, yeah.
So many aliases.
Yeah.
Just keep. Actually.
Rap life, you know.
Thug life, man. Bitches be crazy. So you're in.
Oh, hold on. Whoa. Did nobody get my Paul Newman reference?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. Thank God.
He finished it for you.
Thank the Lord, baby Jesus.
You zoned out.
Okay. All right.
So you, among all of your aliases, are also in a band.
Yes.
Is pretty awesome, but it's a band, but then it's a band that does remixes.
Yes.
Explain. Inquiring minds want to know.
That was me right there.
Yeah,
that's my response.
You're such a good musician that you actually burp electronic music.
Yeah.
That was just a beatbox sample that we had there. Yeah. Okay, so explain.
My nose flute. it started by accident. We were a band for a while, and then I don't know, we just started doing remixes because we record stuff, and started off with this Deerhoof remix that everyone in the world remixed because they just had their tracks up, and actually Vancouver label SLU liked that, and they liked some of the stuff that we heard. And then it's kind of funny because the remixing overtook the band stuff for a while. Yeah. So we've kind of stepped back, and we have a new project. This called Centuries, which is like a disco only remix, so that the band stuff can just be really, really dark.
Okay, and then you can be like happy disco on the side.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to do that, though, I imagine, right? Like, you're able to sort of fulfill all of your musical desires. Yeah.
What was Garth Brooks' alter ego?
Chris Gaines?
Yes, Chris Gaines.
You're relating him to Garth Brooks and Chris Gaines?
Shut up.
I wish.
First of all, I don't think he's wearing a wig.
And can't grow facial hair like that.
No, so. I was just saying that was Garth Brooks' darker side.
No, that was Garth Brooks' pussy pop side.
Amazing. Okay, so now you can do this like happy disco stuff and this darker stuff.
Yeah, so and it's just been a lot easier. Like, it's good because we could just go in.
Yeah.
And we're not doing remixes under Stop Die anymore for a while, but like we kind of left behind all the electro stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's just like the only remixes I want to do are disco.
That's
like,
awesome. That's no, disco's making a humongous comeback right now. Like, if I find like all my friends that play bangers, they're like taking little breaks and playing disco.
Yeah, no, it's totally like there's a bunch of like for me. It started in this friends of ours have been throwing this party in Toronto called Seventh Heaven for like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Probably like the longest like old like classic like Larry Levan and just like really good rare disco stuff. And
will the polyester come back?
Yes, but it will be recycled.
Nice.
Polyester. Nice.
It'll be green.
And my other question to you is this. Have you ever in your day had to ever resuscitate someone?
No, but I was working as an usher in a theater once and she had a seizure and I had to call the ambulance.
Well, that's pretty serious. Save that
total downer.
Life.
So that's very
Chris heroic Gaines, of you.
I want Garth Brooks back.
So are we gonna listen?
So yeah. So what is this track that we have queued up here?
Oh, well, I figured I'm in BC, so this is a remix we did for Tegan and Sarah. Warner kind of sat on it for ages, so then they were like, "Okay, well, you guys just put it out on the internet, okay?" And we said, "Okay."
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's Tegan. And so is this under the Stop Die Resuscitate?
This was done under Stop Die, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Stop Die Resuscitate remix of Tegan and Sarah here on Hot Mess.
Nice.
Well, that you know, that's great. I really like that.
That was good. That was good. That was like, you see how it did you like that, right?
That
is it like the, yeah.
Is it ironic that Stop, Die, Resuscitate, and then we went to air and it died?
Yeah.
Yes. Now we're back.
And now we had to resuscitate the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that pure irony? I've got my hand in the air like I'm asking a question in third grade.
Yeah. Let's call Alanis Morissette. Oh, no, she doesn't know the definition.
No, she doesn't. She's confused. Okay, well, I'm going to try and figure this out, and I'm going to put on another track. But is this under the Stop Divers SA too?
The Linus remix is Centuries.
It's Centuries. Okay, so yeah. This is the new. So you're getting a little taste of the new Stop Die Resuscitate, which is now Centuries. In case you were confused, let us clear this up. All right, bringing it up. Here we go. great. I'm really enjoying that. So that's under Centuries.
Yes.
Well, I'm stoked.
Do people boogie woogie anymore? Because I feel like I could like get a lot of that done.
Like a little like shuffle, like a little like I can't. I'm making motions that you no one can.
No
see
one can see yeah. them, but you guys I get where you're coming from, and I'm appreciating it.
It involves like rotating your arms with your elbows akimbo. Would this be akimbo?
If you do that on stage, then it is worth the price of admission.
Oh, I do that and more. Oh. I do all that and more.
And so if you want to see him on stage.
Yeah.
We're doing an impromptu thing at the Biltmore Cabaret opening for Harlem Shakes.
And this is you as one of your...
As Stop, Die, Resuscitate.
Stop, Die, Resuscitate tomorrow night.
With a cellist, which I have to go and rehearse with her soon. So that should be cool. It'll be unlike anything we've ever done live. So it's like the West Coast edition.
That's exciting.
Very cool.
Well, everybody has to go down and check it out. We'll put it up on Hot Mess as well, just so nice. You can find out where it's at. And then right now, okay, we're going to hear this Tegan and Sarah remix. It is real. It does exist. And I have it right in front of me. So let's check it out.
I just We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We need a new friend.
Yeah. I like that a lot. That was really, really good. The way you said, like, oh, I don't know if it's going to be the same, but it's really got some upbeat thing to it. I was thinking it might be
dance music, but it's not.
Yeah. Sam.
It's like campfire dance music.
Right. Campfire dance music's good, too, though, but I kind of
Sam, can you hear me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Do you feel me?
Yes.
Yes. And because you didn't, we're in trouble. Now we're in trouble. That song kicks butt.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome.
Really cool.
I'm pretty stoked on it. So what's going on with this lady from England?
Well, she's not at the venue. We were supposed to connect a phone call.
All right, you guys, we need to explain Lucy, because we had what we thought was a sure bet lockdown interview with Lady Sovereign.
Shall I read the actual confirmed email from said publicist?
Because we don't like to tease and lie to the listeners. We don't want people thinking that we lied to them, that we had a Lady Sovereign interview and we just flat out lied to them.
No.
So give the truth. The truth will set you free, Ed.
The confirmation email reads as such. Edward, they're asking that you call the venue, Richards on Richards at 6 p.m. to do the phoner. Is that possible? The manager's name is Steve. Please ask for him when you call, and he will patch us through to Lady Sov.
Wow. Okay.
How many times have I called the venue? Please let...
A lot. And guess what? Now that you've done that on air, there's going to be about 3 million people calling that venue asking for Steve.
Yeah, hey, if anybody's listening right now and they're anywhere near the venue, what venue? Richards on Richards?
Richards on Richards.
Go break shit!
No, don't do that.
Or
don't do that. That's... She means like... philosophically.
Yeah.
Be nice, actually, because I'll be sitting at the front door, working the door.
Oh, so no. Be nice, but if you want to, yell, start chanting Lady Sov out front of the door.
Whatever. You know what? We played one of her tracks. I was going to ask her. I had literally 307 questions about cornrows.
I had...
like, question number 17.
307.
How? Nice. How? Question number 11. Why? And question number 32, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Oh, I had question number 38. I'm reading here off your paper. Was good. Downstairs as well.
That was one of the. Right. Can we be? Is it possible that we might get kicked off the air for asking if the carpet matched the drapes?
Oh my God.
Not a chance.
No,
there's no way that would happen.
I'm probably gonna lose my job, but hey, whatever. It's all
no, right. It's not even true because this is all like what
relevant.
If. Yeah,
relevant questions.
But obviously, none of them actually happened because we didn't get an interview, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, really. It's true.
No,
but we hope that she's okay and that she has a great show tonight.
I hope that she does too.
I hope you have a really great time in Vancouver, Lady Sovereign.
And
yay.
I also had a question, too. I was going to be like, if Lady Sovereign and Lady Gaga and Lady Godiva...
Why does Lady Godiva come into this? I like...
Chocolate.
Do you know who Lady Godiva is?
Well,
she's like that long hair, and she was always
naked.
She
rode through the city on a horse or something,
she always
right?
rode a horse naked.
That does not sound like it would feel good.
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted your question. Finish it.
Totally lost my train of thought.
Lady Sovereign, Lady Gaga, and Lady Godiva.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
You fill in the blanks.
Oh, so you're going to let her fill it in.
I was just creating...
Lady.
I was creating this sort
visual
of
imagery.
Parallel of the ladiness.
Yeah.
And whatever you... Take that and do with it what you will.
I'm not going to take it, but somebody else can.
I'm going to make a short film called Three Ladies.
Yeah, I think you're great.
I guess we're going to probably stop now.
Yeah, well, thanks, Lady Sovereign.
And
for
maybe we
show
should.
Awesome.
Yeah, totally. And hey, for real, thanks to the boys in the hood.
Yeah.
Well, we really did make our show awesome.
Can we give a big ups to Waffles and Luke's mom and dad for creating such amazing talent and genius?
Waffles and Flossles, go buy their clothing and.
Wear it now.
Wear it to the concert tomorrow night of Kablamo.
Stop Die Resuscitate at the Biltmore.
We'll probably leave you now for the next 20 minutes with music that will knock your socks off.
Check out hotmess.org for all the fun stuff that we talked about today.
and email us at theshow@hotmess.org if you want to chit-chat or tell us a story or send us a picture.
Yeah, send us funny pictures.
Of your bum.
Oh, yeah. Or for gentlemen, you heard it first from Ed Vint. Wants pictures of your bum.
Gentlemen. I love how that was thrown in there.
Yeah, no problem.
Good eve.
Thank you.
Good eve to you, Vancouver.
Oh, goodness.
And the world.
Good night.
Hot Mess at 604-822-CITR. Don't spend your Friday nights alone. Dial your radio to 101.9 CITR Vancouver or hook up online to CITR.ca. Hot Mess is always available 24/7 at hotmess.org. Remember, it's always hot and it's always free.
Hot Mess is not condoning the mutilation of kitten's genitalia or kitten genitalia. Nor do we accept responsibility if a leprechaun chops off your foot and tries to sell it on eBay or if he and or she tries to make love to it.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is proud to offer bike valet parking to events in Metro Vancouver. Inspired by the widely successful valet parking in San Francisco, 2 years ago, Best began running bike valet in Vancouver with great results. Concertgoers in Deer Lake Park, fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and families spending a day at community events have had their bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding Bike Valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make traveling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking Bike Valet for your event.
Oh, man, sometimes paying the bills hurts the soul a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. It's all good, though. It's all good. Got to do some bike valet. So what do we have here? Are we going to play some more tunes?
Yeah, man. We brought some CDs in from our collection from way back. We were digging in the crates. We brought in, firstly, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. This is the creator.
Okay, let's check this out. Hotmess.org. Man, I keep doing that today.
Magic.
Oh, it fell asleep.
That's
why.
That's good.
That was a good try.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Dip. You might break your hip to the sound that's legit. I come to make a hit. I usually bust scratches for my brother CL Smooth, but I decided to get wrecked on this groove. As I provide your slide, you're going on a ride. I know the weather's nice, there's no need to play the outside. Guess who's on the flyer? The man of your desire. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, all the honey dips admire. Beats are rough and rugged, Pete Rock is the creator. Now I'm busting raps as well, switching cross faders. Making sure my sound hits from here to Grenada. Honey gave me skins, man, I told her friends I ate her. Oh, wait up, I'll save the subject for later, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. like a stove, not into vogue.
Yo, Pete, there's a girl on the phone.
Tell her to hold, cause I'm busy kicking rhymes to the rhythm. 4 to 5 with soul, cause that's what I give them. Honey's for my line, cause I always seem to capture. Beats made a rupture, rhymes made a rapture. Far from illiterate, always seem to get a hit. If you try to step to this, don't even consider it. Skins when I want them, but only when I eat them. To set the record straight, I'll be damned if I eat them. Call me Pete Rock, I make the girls flop. And if you wanna beat like this, I got them in stock. So flow with the flow, because you know I'm good to go as I proceed to get wrecked on your stereo. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivator, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. You'll see a spoon cut it up like this. Take a try and get a piece of the pie. If they give me 1 sec to get some wreck, never filled with anger, a good body banger. If you try to step to this, you'll get hung on my hanger. Before I say goodbye, suckers gave a good try, but point blank, you just can't see this. My word is beneficial, Pete Rock is the issue, and I know you know my style is official. I might give a scratch,
yes,
or I might kick a verse,
no question.
Either or, I can't be seen, honeys call me tall and lean, and if you care to stick around, I'll show you what I mean. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivator, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. To get wrecked with the creator. Get wrecked with the creator. The creator.